Stargazer time. Our weekly look into the massive universe around our tiny planet and also what we can try and spot in our dark island skies. We're grateful to have Christopher Phillips joining us. Hey, Christopher, welcome back. Share some of your expertise for the week. What do you have for us?
Hey, Dave. It's good to be here. So this week, stargazers, look out for Saturn in the southern sky and Jupiter in the west after sunset. The moon this week will be passing through its last quarter phase, and so skies will be nice and dark by week's end.
This week, I understand you've got news about a mission to a planet we don't always hear about.
That's right. The European Space Agency has launched the BepiColombo spacecraft, which is bound for the planet Mercury. This is only the second mission ever to send a probe into orbit around the closest planet to the sun. Weirdly, though, even though Mercury is one of our closest neighbors, it will still take 7 years for the probe to arrive there.
And are they going in some strange route? What exactly causes that?
Yeah, it's a bit of a strange route. The issue is that BepiColombo needs to do some serious accelerating to put it into the correct trajectory by which it can catch Mercury at the right angle for an orbit. Once the accelerating is done, though, BepiColombo needs to slam on the brakes to enter orbit. Otherwise, it will overshoot the planet and probably end up in the sun.
And what's some of the technology involved in that? I'm sure it's pretty wild stuff.
It is pretty wild. BepiColombo has some chemical rockets, traditional engines on board to do this, and also some ion thrusters to speed it up. But it will have to use flybys of the Earth and Venus in order to slow it back down.
And I would think because you don't have to fight against the sun's gravity like when you go to the outer solar system, it would be easier to get to Mercury.
Well, that's what you'd think, but it will actually require more energy to reach Mercury than it took the New Horizons spacecraft to reach Pluto, and that's over 7.5 billion miles away. Once it gets there, though, we can expect some incredible science on our little planet Mercury to be beamed back to the Earth.
Got to be roasting hot there, huh?
It's a little toasty. Shorts and t-shirt for sure.
It's Christopher Phillips and another fun report. Thank you so much.
You are welcome, Dave.
And I'm Dave Lawrence. We will catch you next week for Stargazer, which you can find at hawaiipublicradio.org.